start hearing things as we go. Do you see if anyone's on that we need on?
Neil is. I thought I saw Neil on. I can't see him right now.
It was weird. I did the 10 drops and just a little bit of water. I drink so much water. But, I mean, I could feel it. I could feel, like, tingling in my body, and then everything just looked brighter.
And really?
Wow.
What? So, anyway, so, and then I started spraying it in my eyes because I don't want to have cataract surgery.
Oh.
And they're saying that, you know, they're watching them. And in January, I go for a checkup. So I jumped into it because I reached out to Neil and said, how many drops or whatever. So I've been doing 5 drops in each eye since yesterday, twice a day.
Awesome.
So good. Awesome.
All right. Why didn't you know that? All right.
Neil, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I was just checking to see where Rick was.
Okay. When he comes on, I'll have you. Yeah, we'll record it. I'll have you introduce him.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. I'm going to mute so I can call him and see where he is.
Awesome. Welcome.
Okay. Yeah, we can just keep talking until Rick gets on.
Yeah, so it's going to be great. And we will record for anyone.
Looking forward to this.
Anyone that, obviously there's also people that can't get on, but I think it'll be totally worth a replay. I mean, I'm so brand new to this product, but I'm so excited about what it can do. It just gives me a whole lot of hope. You know what I mean? As our products do for so many people. So we are just so blessed to have it. And, I'm like, I'm a little bit nervous. I want to get the information from the real guy, you know? But I know it's going to be an amazing thing for so many people and, you know, we're just blessed.
Well, the good thing is there's no taste to it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I've tried it a few times.
Yeah.
It'll be about three, four more minutes, guys.
Okay.
Super, thank you.
No worries at all.
Yeah. Dawn coming. Hello. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
I have to tell you that I've been taking the zeolite since I think August. And it's made a world of difference. Just starting with the zeolite, I lost like 5 or 6 pounds just from detoxing. And then adding in the triad, I stepped on the scale because I'm starting the Gut Righteous this morning.
Yeah.
And oh my word, I've lost this weight. And I've even been like eating potato chips, which is not healthy. But
really?
It's like a eating rule. But so, I was like amazed at how much. So I started the zeolite and I dropped like 6 pounds, added the triad, and I've lost another 5 pounds. So I'm curious to see what happens.
Wow, that's insane. Oh yeah, well I know what's gonna happen because I went through the Gut Right program without having the zeolite in me. So I know that just smooths everything out and makes your body function better. So I think you're going to have amazing results. You're going to feel so good. Oh, that's wonderful. How much have you been taking of the zeolite?
So when I first started the zeolite, I was doing it probably 6 to 10 times a day, like a dropper. Mm-hmm. And I've backed off from that for a little bit. And I'm going to pick it back up again. I actually was hospitalized with a viral pneumonia. So I like missed all my products for several days. So I'm like kind of like slowly going back in to, get everything back in, but I'm going to pick it back up along with the Gut Righteous. So
that's amazing results. I definitely recommend everyone goes today and take pictures of themselves,
mm-hmm.
even if you're not expecting anything like that to happen, because you're going to want to be able to show that, visually.
Right.
So people can really understand, because it doesn't make sense to me because I don't understand how it works. But if it's working, then people are going to want it. So amazing. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, if there's anyone else while we're waiting for Rick that wants to share their zeolite testimony, feel free. I think is that Diane's raising her hand.
Hi.
I've
also been taking it since August, and I've seen lots of differences in my feelings of my health. But I wanted quickly to say thank you for helping with the Laura thing last week, my customer. I appreciate that. you know what I'm talking about. And also with the zeolite, I remember them saying that first month that you should probably take it like four times a day so that you get a good detox.
Got it.
Just that first month.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, first of all, you're welcome. And second of all, I'm glad I can help. But thank you for that. I'm going to start doing that the way that you all recommend. And we can't wait to see what
happens.
It's good. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Oh, one more hands up. Thank you. Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Rick does recommend four times a day to start with. He also recommends that about every 6 months you do that again to keep on cleaning out your body for anything that may have accumulated.
So question, when it says 10 drops, it's like a drop is a drop?
One full dropper is 10 drops.
Okay.
Yeah, it comes out to about 10 drops. It's 10 to, the body can handle 10 to 15 drops at a time. Every hour.
And that's four times a day at the beginning.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, it won't, if you take more than 10 to 15 drops, the rest of it will go through your gut, which is not bad, but, you know, we're trying to get it into the bloodstream.
And the only other thing we need to be doing is drinking plenty of water.
Yes.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, you do urinate a lot because that's how it comes out.
Great. Gotcha. Thank you. All right, Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Actually, I've been taking it since late May. And the first time I took it, I was dead dog tired, ready to get on a Zoom call with Doug. And took it, and I'd gone into the bathroom, and the dogs followed me in, as they always do, you know. And they're Velcro. And all of a sudden, I started singing, and I went, where is this energy coming from? And I went on to the Zoom call, and Doug started to laugh, and he said, yeah, you're dumping arsenic.
Really?
Yeah. And I went, cool. He said, because that gave you a boost of energy.
Wow.
And I said, well, I don't know what I'm dumping, but I like the feel. Yeah. The weight deal, I'm running around pulling up my jeans all the time now.
Really?
I didn't take pictures before. It's just something that was a plus sign that I didn't expect, and it's there. And the big thing is 6 days, 7 days in, I'm an above knee amputee, and I've had, you know, numerous surgeries and garbage because of being on crutches for 30 something years, and, you know, with hands and chests and rib resections and all kinds of goofy stuff, and blowing out my other knee, and so I've been on pain control meds, schedule 2 narcotics. 6 days in, no longer on pain meds.
Wow.
The last 4 months has totally changed my life. I've been so anxious to be able to tell this, but I haven't wanted to do it until Amplify got the drops, you know? And I said, a couple people known, but I, you know, like Kathleen and Hank and Wendy, and I've been biting my tongue, just waiting to tell this. But it's just awesome, people.
Oh, amazing. You've been very patient, and thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Rick is on now, just
okay.
So that you know.
All right, well, let's get started, and we can take more hands up at the very end. I'm going to start recording here, and then Neil, if you don't mind, we'll introduce you, and you can introduce Rick. We're really excited, so start recording.
Recording in progress.
All right, good morning. Happy Monday, everyone. We're super, duper excited. We received this weekend, and we want to learn more about it, and who better to learn from. Neil, if you wouldn't mind introducing our very special guest. We're so excited.
Sure, I'll do that really quickly because we won't get time. I want to introduce you to Rick Deitch, who's a biochemist and the formulator and manufacturer of our Shield MZ. I have had the privilege of being friends and working with Rick for about 26 years. Was around when he started the, he's only 28, so he doesn't understand that. was around when he started playing around with the zeolite. It's been an interesting life-changing product for so many people. It's unbelievable. A lot of us have been on it for 15, 16 years. I can tell you it only gets better, so I promise you that. And with no further ado, I'm just going to introduce Rick.
Thank you. Good morning, Rick.
Rick, you unmute.
Rick, you are muted.
There we go.
Good morning, Rick.
So, I want to apologize for being a few minutes late. I had a crazy weekend and a really crazy morning. So, but I'm all yours right now. So
we appreciate you being
Thank
here.
You. Thank you for coming on.
So, as Neil said, you know, I'm a biochemist, but I'm a little different in the field because I'm both a nutritional and a pharmaceutical biochemist. As a pharmaceutical biochemist, I run a biotech company. We have drugs for pain, for multiple sclerosis, that's in phase 2 clinical studies. We're working with the U.S. Army on nerve agent countermeasures. So there's a lot of stuff we're doing on the biotech side. As a nutritional biochemist, I had the great fortune to work for the Rexall Sundown family of companies when they were the largest manufacturer of dietary supplements on the planet. So we own Metrex, GNC, Worldwide Pure Protein. We're part of Royal Numica, which was Malupa, Cowan Gate. We're a huge company. We have 400 PhD scientists. So if I had an idea for a supplement or a product, we could do clinical research. We could get, in fact, there was one herbal product that one of my coworkers wanted. And so we bought the global supply of that herb, you know, it was like that sort of company. But it was amazing. It was a great experience. And it was actually at Rexall that I first saw, zeolites. I first saw the concept of zeolites in the mid-90s. And I realized that there were issues with it. And I don't know if you just want me to go right into, my starting with zeolites and how we came up with the product.
That'd be great. Sure. Thank you.
So, yeah, so I was approached by a company that had a nutritional zeolite, and I'll talk about the history of zeolites and why that was a little different. But there were problems with that product, and they were asking me for my advice and simply, you know, doing research and marketing their product. But I kept telling them why their product was wrong and what was wrong with it, and they didn't want to listen to me. So I just went ahead and started working on the zeolite concepts myself. So first, what is a zeolite? So if anyone doesn't know, a zeolite is a natural mineral. It's formed in volcanic eruptions. When a volcano erupts, the lava and the ash goes into water, salt for the most part, salt water, and it forms through pressure and heat, it forms these cage-like mineral structures, these crystalline structures. And what's really cool about the zeolite is two basic properties, its cage-like structure and its charge. The first zeolites were discovered because a scientist heated up powdered rock and it boiled. Water came out. Steam came out. I was like, wow, how'd that happen? I mean, if you had a pile of rock, you heat it up and start boiling, wouldn't that be cool? You know? So that was something different. And zeolite literally means boiling stone or boiling rock. So now we know why. It's because that cage-like structure has so much space inside. It holds a lot of things. Even water is inside the zeolite cage. So you can have perfectly dry powdered rock and there's still water in there. You know, because zeolite's so good at holding on to that. The other thing about zeolites is that they have a negative charge. It's one of the few negatively charged minerals found in nature. When we think of minerals, we think of calcium, magnesium, phosphorus. They all have a positive charge, and we're all talking about how big that positive charge is. So having a negatively charged mineral is really unique. So because of zeolite's negative charge and its cage-like structure, it has the ability to draw to itself and trap within itself a variety of different things. And different zeolites trap or like different things. There's 49 different naturally occurring zeolites. There's hundreds, thousands of synthetic zeolites. In industry, we make fake zeolites. We create zeolites simply for their ability to separate things using their cage-like structure. So zeolites are used throughout the oil and gas industry, for example, as something called molecular sieves. You know, they can sieve through or separate out different molecules based on their structure. So the zeolite we use is called clinoptilolite. Clinoptilolite's been used for over 800 years in traditional medicine. It's a highly abundant zeolite mineral. It's been used in water filtration and air purification. It's been used in making cement. It's been used in animal feed. As some examples, you know, everyone knows about Chernobyl. When the Chernobyl incident happened in the 80s, one of the first things they did is they dropped 3 metric tons of clinoptilolite on the reactor site. And that capped the site with a form of cement, but also absorbed the excess radiation. So it helped absorb the radiation. Not only that, they actually gave zeolite, clinoptilolite flour. They made flour out of it, and they gave it to people within a 200-mile radius of Chernobyl and said to bake with that flour. So they put into biscuits and cookies and things like that to help them excrete, capture the radiation, excrete it. So these are things that we know that clinoptilolite can do. It's been used in the U.S. for animal feed for the last 80 years to prevent aflatoxicosis in animals. So it's been used for its health properties for a long, long time. In the U.S., though, the only supplement that was available in the U.S. was pulled off the market in the 70s. That was called Detox, and that was pulled off the market because when the FDA looked at it, it had tons of mercury in it. Well, that's the problem. So I'm going to go into the two issues I found with the natural zeolites. The first issue is size. When I would get a zeolite from a mine, microns to 200 microns, that's way too big to be absorbed in the body. You can eat it, and it'll go through your digestive tract, but it's not going to be a systemic detoxifier. It's not going to get absorbed in the bloodstream and be able to pull toxins out from everywhere. So the first step had to be micronization. How do I reduce the cage size so it actually gets in and does its job? And that was a long process. I mean, everyone out there does things called chelation or mesh screening, all these ways to separate out smaller particles, but it's more difficult to force the particles to be smaller and smaller and smaller. So I came up with a process. I'm the only one that does it. It uses high pressure and centrifugation to basically crush the zeolite over and over and over again to get the smallest possible particles. And my average particle size is smaller than 1 micron. My smallest particles are 0.39 microns or 390 nanometers, which is still a cage. It's still big enough to be a cage, but small enough to be absorbed from the bloodstream into the bloodstream and circulate throughout the body. Now, it's important because some people early on said, he's destroying the zeolite. He's breaking it down into its constituent pieces. Well, I'm not only not doing that, it's practically impossible to do that. Zeolites are incredibly stable, strong structures, basically forged in the heart of a volcano, you know? So these are not easy to break apart. It takes temperatures of more than 800 degrees Fahrenheit, more than 5 hours, to melt the bars of a zeolite cage, to pull it apart. What I'm doing is simply making smaller cages. And my best example is a diamond. If you take a diamond and you can make a diamond smaller, you can shatter it into smaller diamonds. You can crush it to diamond dust. But every piece of diamond dust is still a diamond and has all the properties of that big diamond. That's what I'm doing with the zeolite. I'm crushing it down to smaller cages that have all the properties of those cages, but now it's small enough to go all over your body and suck up toxins and heavy metals. Okay? The other thing I'm doing is activation, and this is really important. As I said, that product that was available in the U.S. had lots of mercury in it because that's what zeolites do. Zeolites love heavy metals, toxins, volatile organic compounds. And so when that zeolite is sitting in a mine site, in that pit mine, and water flows past and air blows over it, it's sucking those toxins out of the water and the air. And so when we get that zeolite in, it's full of stuff. It's full of mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic, bismuth, aluminum. We found toluene, benzene, dichlorobenzene, phthalates, furans, all these volatile organic compounds. Because zeolites are nature's filter. It sucks it all up, you know? Now, clinoptilolite has GRAS status, generally recognized as safe, because even though it has all those toxins in it from the environment, it holds on to them. So it's not really that, I'm not saying it's dangerous, but I'm saying how effective could it be if it's already full of all these things? You know, so the best example I ever got was from Marcy Littlejohn. She talks about a kitchen sponge. And if the sponge is all dirty and disgusting, are you going to clean your cabinets with it? You're going to clean your counter with it. So you got to bring it to the sink and you got to rinse it out and scrub it out. Maybe put some soap in it and rinse it out. Once that sponge is nice and clean and squeezed out, now you can absorb all these things. You can clean up your kitchen. And that's basically what my activation process is. I use high heat and natural acids to first force the removal of volatile organic compounds and then force the exchange of heavy metals out of the zeolite. And so by the time I'm done, the only thing really left in this bottle of Shield MZ is completely cleaned out zeolite cages and a little bit of calcium magnesium that are counter ions to allow. And so it's completely clean and that much more active because of the activation process. Okay. One more thing I'll say. I normally talk about clinoptilolite before I talk about my processes is the reason we chose clinoptilolite or why it's been used so long in historic medicine. You have to know the structure of the zeolite cage. So think about a cube, like a die, you know, like a six-sided die. And two sides of the cube, two opposite sides have big pores and small pores. Two sides just have small pores, and two sides have no pores at all. They're just flat. And the whole thing has a negative charge. the pores are alternating 8-sided and 10-sided rings. So big, and it repeats. So it's a constant repeat. It's a uniform repeating structure, the cubic structure of the zeolite. Because of the size of those pores and the charges around the pores, it happens to like smaller, higher charge metals. The smaller the metal and the higher the charge, the greater the affinity for the zeolite. The higher charge, of course, can be attracted to the strong negative charge of a zeolite. And while we don't think twice about plus one being much different than plus two, in physiologic terms, that's huge. That's a huge difference. You know, that's like someone that could pick up a feather versus someone that could pick up a car. You know, it's a huge difference from plus one to plus two in physiologic terms, and even plus two to plus three. And so the charge difference is important, but also the size. The smaller the atom, the deeper it can get into the zeolite cage and get trapped with more points of coordination. So it gets stuck. Whereas some calcium, magnesium, they can move into the cage, but they're not going to get stuck. And so what happens is a process known as cationic exchange, where the zeolite's floating around and it sees a mercury, and the mercury is going to float in and a calcium will come out and the mercury will get stuck. Then it'll go somewhere else and see a lead, where the lead will come in and get stuck and a magnesium will go out. So that cationic exchange process will occur over and over and over again until the zeolite is full. I say full in air quotes because it's not truly full. What happens is it takes on a net neutral charge across the surface of the zeolite cage. Once that occurs, you urinate it out. It goes out through the bladder and the kidneys and the bladder, and you get rid of it. And we've seen in healthy individuals about a sevenfold increase in heavy metal excretion through the urine. And in individuals that are in a toxic environment, we looked at West Virginia coal miners, they had a 15-fold increase in heavy metal excretion using this product. So it really does pull out these toxins and heavy metals. And then, of course, I could have a whole lecture of why that's good for us, you know, because these toxic heavy metals interfere with natural metabolic processes. Once you get these out of your body, everything starts to fix itself. And we've seen, I'm going to say ridiculous testimonials. I've seen testimonials that I wish people didn't say anything, you know. I was in Maui. We had about 800 people in the audience, and a guy got up on stage, and this is a true story. And he said, "I was blind, and now I can see." It turned into like a tent revival meeting. And I said, no, wait, let's find out what's going on. And this particular person, 4 or 5 shots of insulin a day, and he had beginning stages of diabetic retinopathy, which is the leading cause of adult blindness in the United States today. Started using the zeolite, but he also started taking care of himself. And there is an interesting mechanism with the zeolite that actually helps stabilize diabetes, because the glucose molecule itself is too big to be absorbed by the zeolite, but it does have a dipole moment. It has a positive charge. And so we believe that the zeolite kind of drags it along and keeps it in solution longer to allow for better utilization of blood sugar. And we've seen in diabetics that their average fasting glucose goes down and postprandial hyperglycemia goes down. So it's just a side effect of the zeolite that it helps stabilize blood sugar levels in diabetics. But this particular guy got better control of his diabetes, not just with the zeolite, but he was eating better, he was exercising, he was measuring his blood glucose levels, and he had a reversal of early stages of diabetic retinopathy, which happens, you know? So whenever you read these testimonials or you hear these testimonials, just think that there is one underlying common denominator: that's a cleaner, healthier body fixes itself. How am I doing?
Oh, amazing. My God. We're just mind blown. We're just sitting here speechless. Wow. You have any questions so far?
No.
Keep going, Rick. I'm sure you got more.
Well, okay. So when I'm the category creator. When I launched my product originally in 2004, there was no other zeolite product in the U.S. market. I think there was a one powder with a scoop, but it wasn't really doing anything. The big product that was available was for diarrhea. It was called Estefan. And it was basically these big capsules of zeolite. You would take 6 or 7 of them and it would form like a block in your stomach and treat diarrhea. But I was a category creator with the colloidal suspension for detoxification. And you know how they say imitation is the finest form of flattery? They say I should be flattered, because within a year, we were so successful at getting the product out and the story out, we had like 20 competitors. All these people just said, oh, I can make a zeolite too. And most of them were just terrible knockoffs. They would say how much better their stuff was than mine, but then they used my content to sell their product, you know, my studies. And we've done 15 clinical studies on my zeolite on my processes. Three of them were put together, published in one peer-reviewed journal. Many others have been presented at conferences, scientific conferences around the world. And all that information is made available to you guys. So this is one of the only products you're ever going to see in network marketing, where the day you get the product, you have 20 years of research and publications and content to support it. So you guys have a lot of content to get out there and support the product.
Where can we get access to those journals and peer-reviewed?
I have given it to the corporate office, and they should be putting it on the website soon. If anybody needs it, contact me. I have them all.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I've made Neil the repository, so every time he needs something, I just send it to Neil so he has it ready to go. Okay? The very first product, though, that came out was called Denali Tots. I don't even know if the Denali company is still around, but they were an MLM in 2004. And they launched a product, and they said how much better it was than mine, and they know what they're doing. They've added ingredients to it to make the zeolite more powerful. And all these people said, Rick, you got to analyze their product. You got to analyze their product and compare. Analyze and compare. And I said, you don't have to swing at every pitch. You know, just because someone is a low-level competitor and they say something, even me talking about them elevates them, you know, because now we're looking at them. I said, let's just see what happens. And they launched a product. And first, when you took the product, it turned your teeth green, which I thought of as a negative, you know. All of us are trying to whiten our teeth. Who wants green teeth? And then the worst part is, because they really didn't know how to clean the zeolite and they really didn't know the ingredients they were adding to it, they were adding ingredients that had Aspergillus parasiticus in it, which caused liver damage. And so they put five of their distributors in the hospital with liver failure the first month the product came out. And so that product was pulled off the market. The president of the company was fired, you know, and that was the first competitor that came out. Now, since then, we haven't seen any really dangerous products, but we've seen a lot of bad products. We've seen a lot of bad science. Most people take my information of micronization activation, take my words, take my content, and try to twist it to say that they're – like I talk about micronization as a company that says, well, Rick just micronizes. We nano-size it, you know. this is nano-sized zeolite. Well – first of all, it's just marketing terms. I can say I'm nano-sized. I'm 32 trillion nanometers tall, you know? So it means nothing to say you're nano-sized. And regardless, they don't really even understand the science. You probably know more about zeolites than they do now, because their claim is that their cages, whereas mine are anywhere from 390 nanometers across to a micron across to a 1,000 nanometers across. They say their cages are 9 nanometers across. Well, that's the size of about one pore in the zeolite cage. So how can their cage be the size of the hole? How can the donut be the size of the donut hole? You know, it's just not possible, because nothing would fit in it. You wouldn't trap anything, you know. And there's another company that says they're not a zeolite. They're a zeolite fragment. They've broken the zeolite into fragments, and these zeolite fragments have all these abilities and all these capacities, which is kind of ridiculous, because I already told you how hard it is to break apart a zeolite. But also, if they in fact did that, it wouldn't be a zeolite anymore. It would be an NDI, a new dietary ingredient that they would have to register with the FDA and do clinical studies to make sure it's not going to hurt anybody, you know? So, and then there's another company that their big claim to fame is that they don't have to clean out their zeolite because it's synthetic. They're making their zeolite in the lab, which I, you know, I've got a question for a variety of reasons. First of all, clinoptilolite is readily available. The mine site I get my zeolite from has 300 million metric tons of clinoptilolite. Why would I make it in a lab when I can get it there? Okay. The second thing is, it's pretty hard to make a standard, stable, non-labile zeolite in the lab. In fact, in the oil and gas industry, when they synthesize zeolites, they specifically make them to be labile, to be able to break apart. So after they're done being used, they can throw a solution through the system and destroy the zeolite to its components. So synthetic zeolites, by definition, are made to be broken apart. And we don't want our zeolite to be able to break apart, you know? And then if they're actually synthesizing a zeolite, now it's a synthetic product, they have to do something called substantial equivalence. They have to prove that it's the same thing as what's found in nature, which, of course, they haven't done. So it doesn't make a lot of sense that they're actually making a synthetic clinoptilolite. If they did, I really question the product. Okay, so that's and of course, all these people that are making all these claims, when it comes down to it, they still use my marketing material, my content, my published studies to support their products. you know, because they haven't done any of their own. All right. So, any questions?
I love that. No, this is amazing. So needless to say, we have the best of the best, like all of our products here. You guys, this is just amazing stuff. I'm going to start using it today. So you'll be hearing from me as I go through, and we want to hear from you guys as well. As you have the experience with this product, obviously we have people here that have already been taking it. There are calls for that that you can invite your prospects to if they want to listen to those stories. So make sure you're keeping a little diary on how you're feeling so that you can remember all the parts of all the process that you went through using this product. So far, I've been hearing nothing but amazing stories. So I'm going to stop the recording here. We appreciate being on, and then we'll go to questions.
Sure.